After dinner, Jenna enthusiastically shoots a few warm-up baskets while she waits for Sean. As soon as she sees Sean, she almost pounces on him. Sean laughs and tells her to calm down. After a quick first game, the two take a breather and sit in the driveway. "My school is holding tryouts for the girls' basketball team on Friday," Jenna bursts out. Sean turns to look at Jenna. "Are you going to try out?" he asks. Jenna shrugs her shoulders and mutters that she doesn't know if she's good enough. Sean tells her that she has to try out. "If nothing else," Sean says, "you have to keep up the family tradition of playing sports." Jenna smiles and agrees to try out. She crosses her fingers and hopes she makes it or at least makes some friends. Wednesday afternoon, when Jenna arrives home from school, there's a letter in the mail addressed to her. It's postmarked with the name of her old town, but she doesn't recognize the return address. Jenna rips open the envelope and finds a letter from her former basketball coach, Gina. In the letter, Gina tells Jenna that her parents contacted her because they were concerned that Jenna might not try out. Gina encourages her to go for it. After all, Gina had coached Jenna and her team to the championships. Jenna puts down the letter and stares out the window. She thinks about Gina. Jenna knows in her heart that Gina would never recommend trying out for the team unless she thought Jenna had a good chance of landing a spot. Jenna smiles as she remembers the championship game last year. It was such a rush when the final buzzer rang and the Wildcats won. She hit some big shots that game and scored 14 of the team's 44 points. Why shouldn't she at least try out for the Eastern Hurricanes? She has nothing to lose, and besides, it was high time Jenna stopped being such a wimp.